Welcome to the Gone Boss Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Howell.
And I'm your host, Angie Rogers Howell.
What is the Gone Boss Podcast?
Well, it's a weekly podcast featuring awesome people in our community. We'll interview them, find out what makes them tick, the cool things they're doing to make our community a great place to live and work, and how they've gone boss.
Interact with us on Facebook and Instagram just by searching Gone Boss.
Now sit back, relax, and find out who has
gone boss.
Today in the studio, we have Faith Cerf. Welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
No problem. So tell me, what is your title and what is it that you do?
Well, my title actually is Master Teacher / Instructional Coach. And what I do is I do professional development, and I also work inside the classrooms with the instructional practices of our teachers.
Okay. So you work at Muncie Community Schools?
I work at Muncie Community Schools. I'm with Longfellow Elementary School.
Okay. And how long have you been with the schools?
Actually, I've been with the schools 31 years.
Okay. All right. A minute. Yeah. So how did you get started?
Well, I actually am a native of Richmond, Indiana.
Okay.
So I'm a Red Devil, Richmond Red Devil.
Okay.
Yeah. And I came to Muncie by way of Ball State University. And I received my Bachelor's of Science degree in education from Ball State, as well as my Master's of Education from Ball State.
Okay, perfect. So you came to Ball State, came to Muncie, and then stayed
and
at the schools. All right. Now, did you start as a teacher?
Yes, I did. I was actually hired in 1993, I'm dating myself, at Garfield Elementary School underneath Ermeline Faulkner as my principal.
Okay, cool. What did you teach?
I was a sixth grade teacher there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, fun. So tell me your journey through the schools and how to be, you became a master teacher and all of that.
Well, my journey is a long one, obviously, because I've been here 31 years, but I have been in multiple buildings because I've been here for 31 years. I've worked at Garfield. I've worked at Morrison Mock, Northview, and Grissom.
Okay, all right.
And Grissom. And now I'm at Longfellow Elementary School. I was a classroom teacher for roughly about 26 years. And
okay.
And then I became the data coach for Longfellow. Then we moved into the master teacher role. And now we're working as instructional coaches through Marion University.
Okay, wow, all right. So you are not a native Munsonian, but you've been here for, it seems like,
quite a long
time. A while. We'll call you a resident now. Tell me about your family.
Well, I have a large family.
Okay.
I'm married to Jonathan Cerf, and we've been married for 26 years. We have two older daughters. They are my bonus kids.
Okay.
Erica, she has three kids, and she has a grandson. And she is a director of preschool for Hufford Memorial.
Okay.
And then I have Adrian, and she has three kids. And she is now the director of the after-school program for Hufford Memorial, which is exciting.
Okay.
And I have my oldest, my next daughter is Brianna. She is a teacher for Westview, and she is teaching fifth grade there. Jonathan Jr., he got a new job, and so he actually is the development officer of fundraising for Phi Sigma Kappa International Headquarters. And then I have Macy, who is a junior at Ball State studying elementary education. And my youngest son is Isaiah, and he is at Tiffin University, and he is studying business management.
Okay, wow. That's all right. That is a lot. It sounds like education runs in your family.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
It really does. Runs deep.
Okay.
Deep and wide.
Awesome. What do you like to do for fun?
For fun. I actually, it's like following my kids around and helping them with their endeavors in life. I do read a lot, watch movies a lot, and just trying to relax.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. What kind of professional organizations or volunteer organizations are you a part of?
Well, I'll just name two of them. One of them is the Indianapolis Algebra Project, and we are a not-for-profit organization, and our purpose is to help students have access to mathematical practices so that they're ready for college. And then I'm also a part of the Jackson Family Life Center, and their purpose is to empower people. We provide services, everything from academic assistance all the way to mental health.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Tell me something you wish you had known when you were first starting out.
Well, I wish I had known to pay attention in a computer class. And it's because it's interesting to watch the littles come up to me and they show me the little hidden buttons that are on the keyboard. And
oh, yeah.
I'm like, my mind is like completely blown by it. So I wish I'd have paid more attention then.
I agree.
I'd known that computers were going to be.
Well, yeah, back when we were kids,
yeah,
like
they. It was keyboards, it was typewriter.
Yeah, it was just typewriter and like typing class, yeah. Not like coding and computers.
No.
And
what is that?
Who knows? Yeah. I was lucky if I got to play Oregon Trail like once a week in computer class.
Right.
Now my daughter, she's 10, she knows more about the computers than I do.
Yeah.
So
that's... And they give you that look like, oh my goodness, Mom, we're
Mom,
in
bed. You're so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, ooh.
Like, I'm not, but I feel it.
I'm like, I feel like I'm a fairly smart individual, but not right now.
Exactly.
So who's your favorite band or artist?
My favorite artist goes back to Keith Sweat. Because okay. I love him. And then also Maverick City.
Okay.
Because I do, their music is very inspiring.
Nice. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Definitely a night owl. Early birds are, yeah, I don't understand them.
I don't either. I'm married to an early bird. I don't get it.
Yeah,
like,
I don't either. I'm married to one too. I'm just like, what are you doing?
I'm like, don't talk to me. I have not had my coffee and I have not eased into my day yet. So, yeah.
Exactly.
What's your favorite book?
My favorite book, I read a lot of books, but they're really academic books for my job.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I do like The Knowledge Gap because it's teaching me a lot about why there's gaps in our knowledge.
Okay.
And the systems behind it, and so that we can kind of conquer them and help move the kids that we are working with now forward.
Okay.
In a better way.
Yeah. Did you find during the COVID years, did that set a lot of kids back?
Yeah, there's a lot of lost learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really like we're pushing forward with it. And we recognize that there is lost learning due to the fact of the stall in instructional practices because, learning online was not key.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are really working hard, especially this year, working hard with learning about how students learn to read. And we are really pushing forward with those practices. And we're actually starting to see really great results with it.
Oh, good.
So it's in time.
Good. Yes.
We're coming.
We're getting there. So
yeah, we're
perfect.
There.
Yeah. Excellent. Have you ever met anyone famous?
I actually have. I met Shamar Moore. And
Shamar Moore.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, when he was on Young and the Restless.
Okay,
back in the day.
All right.
And he came to Richmond, Indiana at our mall, and they had like a little table. You can come and meet and greet him. And so we, of course, went because, he's
well, yeah.
cute.
Game. Yeah, he might as well. And what else is going on in Richmond, Indiana?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sorry, I come from Alexandria. It's small. Nothing's going on there either. So. I was supposed to go see, I don't know her real name, but Rudy Huxtable back in the day. My grandma found out she was coming to the Anderson Mall, and we went. We were so excited, but then we found out we were there on the wrong day. And I was supposed to see Rudy Huxtable back in the, height of her fame, but I did not actually get to see her. Yes. What's your guilty pleasure?
I watch soap operas.
Okay. All right. Do you have a favorite soap opera?
Actually, it's The Bone of Beautiful and The Young and the Restless. I just need that like 45 minutes to unwind. And it's just like guilty pleasure because it's just nonsense that happens out in the world. And it's a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah.
That's not real.
That's all right. Yeah. And it's good to see somebody else going through drama and all of that. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, actually, I would have to go with the one I most recently saw was The Color Purple.
The new one?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that one
yet. I was very inspired by that.
Okay, perfect.
Of course, I love musicals, though. So.
Oh, do you have a favorite musical?
No, there's a lot. I don't know.
Okay.
It's hard to list. Yeah.
That's all right. They're all good. They're all good. What's your hidden talent? Something you're good at that people might not know?
Well, actually, most people don't know. I was once a great athlete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What sport?
Kids later is not good.
Well,
softball.
Okay.
Fast pitch softball and basketball. And actually, I had to school my son on basketball because that's his thing. But he didn't realize that was good. But put me in some water and some buoyancy. I can do it.
Okay.
I can do it.
All right.
And then, of course, board games that my daughter swears at. But I'm not. I'm like too competitive with board games.
I am too. Yeah. Even when we were like teaching our kids how to play board games, I don't let people win.
No, I don't either.
I can't do it.
I don't understand that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you going to learn if you don't get trounced on a few times, right?
Exactly. But she loves that. She's like, yeah, but it's like you become a whole different person. I'm like, but that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I kind of am the same way. Yeah. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Actually, neither.
Good. That's a good answer. Yeah. I'm a neither.
My brother Craig loved Star Wars and Star Trek. He actually liked all of them. But I just didn't understand it. Like, it wasn't something that captivated me.
Me neither. And my husband and my kids are all Star Wars fans. And I'm like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Yeah. I'm glad that's your thing.
Yeah.
Tell me when it's over. What's your most used emoji on your phone?
Probably the crying, the one where there is laughing but crying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something that's on your bucket list.
Actually, I don't have a bucket list.
Okay. Just live life as it comes.
Yeah.
What gets you truly excited about life?
Well, I would have to say watching others reach their goals. I get really excited about seeing people push through the hard and realize that they are far more capable than they actually give themselves credit for.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me excited, especially working with the littles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do you maintain a positive attitude in life?
Well, one, I rely on the Lord to keep me focused on my goals and on my purpose. And he actually helps keep me grounded and centered.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows me to look deep and wide at any situation that's on my path. It actually helps me to not be consumed by the storm, no matter how big or small it is. And that I think that it's important for me to know that my attitude is my choice. And that I can choose to remain positive even when life has given me lemons. And so I think it's really important for me to live by the very things that I consider to be my expectations for myself. And this is what I expect of others. So I have to mirror what I am trying to get others to do as well.
Okay. What do you want to be remembered for?
Well, I want to be remembered for a person that encouraged others to dream big. And that I was somebody that they knew. I felt it was very important for us to always leave positive, lasting footprints on other people's lives. I want to be that person that's remembered for always looking past the behaviors that we see coming off of others and seeing that person or the child that's behind there, hoping that I see them and not the behavior.
Okay. What does success mean to you?
Well, that's a good one. Success, I think, is... A lot of people think that it means academic success, but it's not that for me. It really is a good quality character. And so I'm always striving to help others to realize that academics is a byproduct of a good quality character. And that if we can actually grow the qualities that we want to see in others out of ourselves, that we'll reach every goal that's on our path.
Okay.
If we have good character.
Excellent. If someone were to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Probably Queen Latifah.
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yeah, she's always cool, right?
She is
but
cool.
But I love her drive. I love that she is very committed to her craft and that she can play any kind of role, you know. But she's inspiring because she can draw out, like, the essence of mm-hmm. the person that she's trying to embody, and I love that.
Have you run into discrimination in your line of work or life in general?
Actually, yeah, I have. Discrimination is out there. It's real. And it's still present, you know. And I think that for me, I've learned, and I'm still learning, the importance of standing firm in what I know and what I believe in. And that I was designed to not let things that are designed to stop me,
mm-hmm.
you know. Because when discrimination arises, it's really not my battle, it's the Lord's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want to know that I can push through any and all, but I have to stay firm in who I am.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
No problem. Thanks for stopping by the farmhouse.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, it was my 50th birthday
here recently. 50th birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, 50 years, 1974.
Half of a century.
Well, only half. But anyway, as part of this, I got tickets a couple of months back for a show that I thought I would enjoy, and I thought you would enjoy as well. But
I don't know why you thought I would enjoy any of this.
But you said yes, I'll go with you.
Well, we offered it to Holden. He
yes.
said no. We offered it to Audia. She also said no. We offered it to your brother. He already had tickets to that same show, so he said no. Yeah, so everyone said no. I was like fourth choice at that point.
So the concert was Avenged Sevenfold. Now,
yes.
It was during the pandemic. I think they were supposed to come to town. I was going to get tickets for that, and then the guy like messed up his voice or something.
Oh,
like
I could see why.
Around Valentine's Day, they had a 2-for-1 Valentine's special. So
they should have made it 3-for-1, I'm just saying. They would have filled out the
oh my gosh.
Place a little
so,
more. Sorry.
I did get the tickets. And it was on March 19th. My birthday was March 18th.
Right, so it's the day after your birthday.
A birthday.
Yes.
So We meet up with my brother in Indianapolis at Kilroy's. It was good.
It was good. It was fine. Now, let me tell you, the concert's at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
Yes.
So we park in the parking structure at Gainbridge Fieldhouse.
And pay a lot of money.
And pay too much money for it, but whatever. And we're on the roof where I think all the employees were parking, because all I saw was employees going
We all went down together, and they went into Gainbridge
in the back,
as security.
Right, in the back door, and we were like, whatever. So, now, usually, I have to say, you are very good with directions.
Yes.
I don't question them. I just follow you, because I am never right, and I don't know where I'm going. Now, you start walking, and you're like, it says it's like a 5-minute walk. And we're like, great, not a big deal. We walk, and it's windy. Windy is all get out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there were like dirt tornadoes like going through down there. So we were walking, and I'm like, where is this place? We walk like 2 blocks, then we turn right, we walk more, and then we walk again. It was
we
like
get over there by the slippery
blocks,
noodle.
I swear.
But we had walked
the wrong direction
around instead of just going through the
like
Gainbridge Fieldhouse Plaza.
Right.
Which would have took us right there.
Walked across the street. And to the left or the right, just a smidge, we would have walked right up to it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not even, it was a 2-minute walk.
Yeah,
2-minute walk. So I was already annoyed by that.
So we get in there.
We have food. We have beer.
Now, I just want to say, I was expecting, you know, to get some good food. And then you say, oh, I want the pulled pork nachos.
Yes. I don't know why you think that's a terrible idea.
They bring out a platter that is so big.
It's huge. We shared it.
Yes. Thank goodness.
But I don't know. The problem with nachos is like it's all piled up on top. And so like the top chips are all soggy and the bottom chips don't have any stuff on it.
I don't know why
and then
you
I feel,
would
then
order
I have
the
to,
nachos.
This world's slowest eater then has to assemble each bite. Like, let me get a little pork and a little sour cream. Anyway, they were fine, but they were huge and we only ate like half of them. So we had that. We had some beers. Then we're like, okay, we're done. Now you make us meet Mark there at 4 o'clock. Doors open at
5:30. It's an early concert.
Doors open at 5:30. Show starts at 6:30.
Yeah.
That's fine. What time does the headliner go on?
A little bit after 9.
About 9:15.
But I wanted to see everybody.
I know.
Making an experience.
And we didn't know any who these first two bands were.
Right.
So we get there.
And I'm thinking they're going to be metal bands.
I mean, sort of.
Now, wait a minute. Let's let's not let too much go yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll let you lead the conversation.
So we find our seats. We're sitting around, and the first guy comes out. His name is Sullivan King. Now, the reason I know that is because during his entire set, he flashed that name up a million times.
So
it was everywhere.
Many times. It was like
LED screens, his little DJ outfit.
So yeah, he's a DJ guy, and he's got like 8 decks of like DJ stuff going on. And like it's got pyrotechnics in the back of him, like he comes out with a flamethrower.
Yeah. Just awesome.
I mean, his presence was cool.
And the music was so loud. Rattled your rib cage kind of bass.
I think the loudest music I've ever heard. And I've gone to a lot of shows with you, and I have heard some loud music.
Lasers were awesome. The pyrotechnics. I mean, it was an assault on your eyeballs.
It was an assault on all of your senses.
I could
feel my pant legs vibrating against my legs.
Now,
it was
let's
that
tell everybody,
loud.
We were not front row.
No.
We're not in the pit. We are second level up.
Second balcony.
Yeah.
The only thing higher is the third balcony, which they had closed because they didn't sell that many tickets.
That was another thing about the show, is it didn't seem like
the most well-attended show.
Well-attended show. But anyway,
right.
I digress.
So Sullivan King, he's like, waka, 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 and then he brings out like his guitar. He's like, wee, 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 wee.
And he sings.
And then he's like, whoa.
And me as a wedding DJ, I'm just enthralled. I'm like, well, look at that guy. He's singing. That's crazy. I don't sing.
He wasn't singing. I wouldn't call it
singing.
Screaming. It was screaming.
But I tell you what, it was very entertaining. I did enjoy it.
He put on a good show,
yes.
And it was good. Now, at the time, we thought it sucked. We thought, we're like, wow, this is the loudest music I've ever heard, and it's not our jam. This is weird.
You know, Avenged Sevenfold's really
going to
come out.
It's
going to
be amazing.
Like,
he's going to melt our faces off.
Rock my face off. Yes.
Right.
So, we get to the break, and then Poppy comes on. Now, Poppy is a YouTuber?
I'm not sure. Yeah, she started out, I read her wiki page. It didn't make sense. It was like word salad. It didn't make sense. She was a YouTuber / model / Chinese anime character.
Okay.
Or something.
So, yeah.
And I don't, And then she started to be a musician. I don't understand. It was so weird.
So to explain the show, you know, we're in Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The place is huge. It's her, a drummer, and a guy playing guitar off to the side, not even in the spotlight.
Yeah, and I don't know that he was there.
I don't think he was even part of the band.
Yeah, I think he was just some roadie they like, or somebody they brought up on stage.
So they had the other music that goes along with whatever she was singing piped in.
Right. Which, I mean, fine. A lot of musicians do that now.
Now, kudos to the drummer. That guy was like Animal,
he
and he
played
was amazing.
Like Animal from The Muppets back there. He was laying it on the floor. Nobody else cared, but
nobody
he was.
And then, of course, she's out there doing her thing, and it's like watching Pokemon on stage. It was just so weird.
Weird.
You know, again, the DJ guy had lasers, had pyrotechnics, had crazy stuff. She had a background where you called it...
Like, remember back in the 90s when Winamp came out and, like, you play your music through your computer and Winamp would have those, like graphics on the background?
That's her background.
That's what her background looked like. And
some
I'm like,
Chinese
some
or Japanese
characters and, like, some wave
forms stuff.
It was so weird. And then she like, I'll give it to her. She sang, or at least lip sync. Like her songs. And so she sang like sing-songy voice. She'd even have like twinkle box music. Play, sounds real nice and pretty. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah. So we were kind of bewildered at the second act.
And I'm like, oh, I said, this makes me feel like I'm 100. I don't understand this at all.
So then we get set up for the third band, which is Avenged Sevenfold.
Right. They're the headliner. They're going to be amazing.
The lights go down. I'm like, I am ready to get my face rocked off. They are going to jam out. It's going to be great. And they come out, and the guy has a ski mask on with some goggles, and he's sitting in a chair. They're playing some twinkle music, and then it gets a little bit heavy. I'm thinking, oh, this is it. But that was it.
That was it. Well, and it was a slow song. I saw the chair. I'm like, why is there a chair out there?
It was a slow burn. And they weren't together, like, on stage. They were very spread apart.
It was a big stage.
Like, too big.
There were five people. So that's, like, a decent amount of people in a band.
You think they'd be running around stage, that whole thing? No. I'm comparing it to the last show I saw there, which was Kiss.
Okay, now, I don't think we can compare this to Kiss.
Me and the audio went to it. But I'm just saying, like, that, everybody was on stage or they were out here. Like, it was very cohesive kind of visual makeup of a band.
Now Kiss this band has been doing this longer than those guys have been alive. I'm just going to say.
But this band has been around for almost 30 years.
That's
like,
true.
They should have their stuff together.
Well, they should. And I feel like maybe they didn't want to be there. Because they
think so, too.
Mentioned two or three times, like, what's up, Indianapolis, on a random Tuesday afternoon or whatever. And we're like, all right, then get into it, please. The mix was off. Couldn't hear anybody. Like, I couldn't hear what
it was. Just
it was
not
off.
Good.
It was just off. It was
it
not
was
good.
Off. It was not good.
Now, of course, your brother.
I don't know what was going on. My brother was like
your
three
brother's
rows
at
up
this show.
On the
he's
first
like
level.
Way down there next to him.
Losing
he's like,
his hearing.
Yeah, and he's like texting us, man, this show's great. And we're like, are we at the same show? Because I don't think so. Anyway, it was interesting. Upon hindsight, my favorite band of the night was that Sullivan King thing at the beginning. We left a little bit early so we could beat the traffic and get home and all of that. But, I mean, it was fun. We had a good time. It was good people watching. It was a nice way to spend a Tuesday evening after your birthday.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Gone Boss.
Be sure to check us out at GoneBoss.com or hashtag GoneBoss.
We're on Instagram at GoneBoss2K or find us on Facebook just by searching Gone Boss.
If you like what you hear today, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcast.
Have a great rest of your day, and don't forget to tune in next week and find out who has Gone Boss.